Renamed. In Scripture, divine renaming marks a profound transformation in identity and purpose, signifying a shift aligned with God's plan. Genesis 17:5. God changed Abram to Abraham, from exalted father to father of nations. Genesis 17:15. Sarai became Sarah, from my princess to mother of nations. Genesis 32:28. Jacob, whose name meant supplanter or deceiver, was renamed Israel, signifying his new identity as one who has power with God. John 1:42. Simon, meaning God has heard, was renamed Peter or Rock, symbolizing his future role as a foundational leader in the early church. Numbers 13:16. Hosea became Joshua, from salvation to Yahweh is salvation, underscoring his mission to lead God's people to freedom. In each case, the renaming was more than a label. It was a divine declaration of a new calling and destiny, reflecting the individual's transformation in God's greater narrative. In the Bible, those who were renamed divinely was for transformation and divine purpose. God renames individuals to signal profound changes in their identity and mission, and aligning them with His greater plan. The power of a name is symbolic of one's character, destiny, or divine calling. God's renaming is not just about a change in label, but a redefinition of who we are in His eternal plan. God renames and transforms individuals for His greater purpose. We are called to live faithfully and righteously, standing firm as witnesses of God's work in the world. Like Abram becoming Abraham or Jacob becoming Israel, we too are called to rise up in faith and live out our divine purpose. Previously mentioned scripture, Genesis 17, verse 5, New International Version, verse 5. No longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. Genesis 17:5, King James Version, verse 5. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. Genesis 17:5, Living Bible, verse 5. What's more, God told him, I am changing your name. It is no longer Abram, exalted father, but Abraham, father of nations, for that is what you will be. I have declared it. Genesis 17:15. New International Version, verse 15. God also said to Abraham, as for Sarai, your wife, you are no longer to call her Sarai, her name will be Sarah. Genesis 17:15. King James Version, verse 15. And God said unto Abraham, as for Sarai thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. Genesis 17:15. Living Bible, verse 15. Then God added, regarding Sarai your wife, her name is no longer Sarai, but Sarah, princess. Genesis 32:28, New International Version. Verse 28. Then the man said, your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome. Genesis 32:28, King James Version, verse 28. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Genesis 32:28. Living Bible, verse 28. It isn't anymore, the man told him. It is Israel, one who has power with God. Because you have been strong with God, you shall prevail with men. John 1:42, New International Version, verse 42. And he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, you are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas, which when translated is Peter. John 1:42, King James, Version verse 42, and he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. John 1:42, Living Bible, verse 42. And he brought Peter to meet Jesus. Jesus looked intently at Peter for a moment and then said, You are Simon, John's son, but you shall be called Peter, the rock. Numbers 13:16, New International Version, verse 16. These are the names of the men Moses sent to explore the land. Moses gave Hoshea, son of Nun, the name Joshua. Numbers 13:16, King James Version, verse 16. These are the names of the men which Moses sent to spy out the land. And Moses called Hoshea the son of Nun Jehoshua. Numbers 13:16, Living Bible, verse 16. It was at this time that Moses changed Hoshea's name to Joshua.